Good morning. How are y'all this morning? Thanks so much for being here. Last week, you may remember looking into John 16th chapter. We talked about Jesus saying plainly, parousia, openly, boldly, frankly, from now on, we're going to talk to you about the Father. He's meditating over those things. And thought about Jesus himself. He's going to talk to us plainly about the Father. One of the things we know that he said, that he talked about of himself. And one of the first things that came to my mind, you know, we have that old everybody knows the thing. What is truth, right? What is truth? As Pilate's response to Jesus. So I flipped over there to the 18th chapter. You can look with me if you like, of John, the 18th chapter of John. In the 37th verse, Pilate had just been asking him, you know, are you a king? Are you a king? Now he's there before the, quote, judgment seat, there in the praetorium. Pilate, who is the governor over this area, the Roman ruler there in the area, Jesus has been brought in there because it was the divine will of God. But physically, fleshly, it was because the rulers of Israel were totally blown away by him. He was doing stuff they had never been able to do and probably never really thought about it. He was saying things they didn't understand, and not only that, he was saying things to them that they didn't much appreciate. So they had stirred up the crowds, and they brought Jesus in, and to the Romans, the biggest accusation they brought up was that he made himself to be a king. No, we have no king but Caesar, right? And because that was strictly against the law. That was treason. That was to be a traitor in Rome to proclaim anybody but Caesar is king. And so that's where Pilate's coming from when he's going through the inquiry there with Jesus. Are you a king? And here's the reply that Jesus gave. Into this, being a king, was I born, and I have come into the world to matureo. Most translations I looked at translate that as to bear witness, and that's fine. Many say to testify, and that's the idea of what you're doing. The word, you come into a court and you give testimony to. However, you don't give testimony without evidence, or the evidence has to be the testimony of the witness. You understand what I'm saying? So there's you can get more involved with the word. If you were in a court, the way you would bear witness to something is you would give evidence. Say, give evidence. Get your mind there. You're going to give evidence. Now, that evidence can be an eyewitness testimony. You can be telling what you saw. Or it can be physical evidence, like here's the gun that was used in the murder and the ballistics did it, right? So you can give physical evidence. You can give testimony from your word, but the whole idea is you're presenting evidence. So Jesus said, I have come into the world to present evidence of the truth. I was born to be a king. I was born to be a king, and I've come into the world to present evidence of the truth. And here's the way most translations read this next part. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Jesus said he came into the world to present evidence of the truth. Everyone who hears my voice, everyone who is of the truth, hears my voice. How many of y'all are familiar with this verse of scripture? Most people, right? The picture of that is just not clear. How can everyone be of the truth before they hear the truth? How can you do that? At the point of being really exasperated with something that seemingly should be so simple, something you know for a long time. And the way most people think about it, everyone who is of the truth, hear my voice. And we all think, yes, amen, hallelujah. You know, we're born again, we're saved. Therefore, you know, my sheep hear my voice, so I hear his voice. And that's, right? But how can you get there before you got there? How can you be of the truth if you haven't yet heard the truth or know the truth? Do you understand what I'm saying? I got really frustrated. Did it bother anybody else? It bothered Julie because I bothered her. Here's the deal. I kept working on this thing and went to him about it. I'm going, I get it. First of all, we're going to go back to the part where I had to almost lose it a minute ago, that he came to present evidence of the truth. But let's stay with this part right here. Everyone who is of the truth hears. Akouo. That's hear it till you see it, right? You're not just hearing, you're taking it in. You're taking it in. You're taking it in. You're beginning to see